Alice in Wonderland. It was a hot afternoon. Alice was making a flower chain under a big tree. Her elder sister was reading a book. Suddenly, a rabbit ran past Alice. He kept looking at his watch and cried, "I'm late! I'm late!" Alice got up and ran after him. Alice ran into a tree hole after the rabbit. There, she saw a small door. "The door is so small. How can I get in?" Alice saw a small bottle on a table. The words on the bottle read, "Drink me." She drank it and became smaller. Then Alice saw a piece of cake under the table. The cake read, "Eat me." "Nice, I am hungry," she said. Then she ate the cake. After she ate the cake, Alice grew taller and taller. Alice felt scared and started to cry. Her big teardrops formed a pool. At this moment, the rabbit ran past her again. He was very scared, and he dropped his gloves and fan. Alice picked up the fan and fanned herself. She became smaller again. But she was so small that she fell into the pool of her own tears. Then Alice met a mouse. "Hello, do you like cats? I have a pet cat called Dinah. She catches a lot of mice." The mouse was scared. "Oops, I'm so silly." Alice realized why the mouse was afraid. "Sorry, we don't talk about cats anymore, okay?" But the mouse swam away quickly. Later, Alice met a lot of other small animals, and they swam to the bank together. They were all wet now. How to get dry? "Let's have a race," said a dodo. He drew a circle on the ground and said, "Let's run along the circle until we are dry." At last, everybody ran to the finishing point. "Prize! Prize!" they shouted. Alice found a box of candies in her pocket. Then she handed them out. Just then, the rabbit turned up again. "Alice, go to my house and fetch me my gloves and fan." Alice went to the rabbit's house. There was a bottle of water on a table. "I hope it can make me bigger," she thought. She drank it. As a result, she grew bigger and bigger. She almost broke the house. "Oh, you broke my house!" the rabbit shouted. He and other animals threw stones at Alice. Strangely, the stones turned into desserts. Alice ate a few and became smaller again. On a big mushroom, Alice saw a caterpillar smoking a water pipe. "Hello," Alice said to him. "Who are you?" the caterpillar asked. "I'm Alice. I'm strange today. I want to change back to my original size." "Well, you see this mushroom? Eat from this side and you will grow bigger. Eat from the other side and you will become smaller," the caterpillar said. Alice ate from the left side first. Oh, she became so tiny. She took another bite from the right side at once. Gosh, her neck suddenly became very long. "Bad snake, stealing my eggs again," a pigeon thought. Alice was a snake. she pecked at her angrily. "I'm not a snake, I'm a girl," Alice cried. Alice tried many bites. Finally, she got back to her normal size. Alice was walking in the forest. Suddenly, she saw a small door on a tree. She ate some mushroom and became small again. She went into the door. The door led to a beautiful garden. Some poker soldiers were painting white roses red. "Why do you paint the white roses red?" "Because the Queen of Hearts hates white." "But why?" Alice asked. The poker soldiers were too busy to answer her. At that moment, the Queen of Hearts came. She shouted loudly, "Why are there still white roses? Off with their heads!" The poker soldiers were dragged away. "How can you be so cruel?" Alice said angrily. "Who are you? How dare you argue with me?"
"I'm Alice. I'm just telling the truth."
You are brave. Fit to play croquet. Take her away," the Queen of Hearts said.
"No."
Alice was taken to a garden. In the garden, there were many poker soldiers. They used flamingos as mallets and hedgehogs as balls. The game was out of order. The Queen of Hearts was very angry. She kept shouting, "Off with his head! Off with her head!" "What a stupid game," Alice said to herself. After the game, Alice was taken to a court. The jurors were 12 animals. The Queen of Hearts was the judge. "I decide that Alice is guilty. She did not play the game," the Queen of Hearts said.
"I don't know how to play it, and your game was stupid and cruel," Alice argued.
"Arguing again, you are doubly guilty," said the Queen of Hearts angrily. During the trial, Alice grew bigger and bigger. "It's such a stupid trial. I don't like here," Alice said. The Queen of Hearts was furious. She shouted, "Off with her head!" "Who dares? You are nothing but a pack of cards," Alice shouted. Suddenly, countless cards fell on Alice.
"Help!"
she cried.
"Wake up, Alice! Wake up!"
her sister called her. Alice slowly opened her eyes.
"Is the trial over? Where is the Queen of Hearts?"
"You had a dream, didn't you, my dear? It's getting late. We've got to go home," her sister said. "What a strange dream. But it was great fun," Alice said, rubbing her eyes.